News today for folks trying to watch their weight. Abbott Laboratories announced it's taking its prescription diet pill Meridia off the market. The Food and Drug Administration had asked the company to make the move after a recent study showed the drug increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. This is the latest in a series of setbacks for prescription diet pills, and here to tell us more about that is NPR health blogger Scott Hensley. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
So Meridia has actually been on the market for a long time. How long have we known that it may not be safe?
Right. The drug's been on the market for 13 years, but it's only in the last year that more information about the risks has become clear. A study that looked at 10,000 people over many years found that there was an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes, and you would expect a drug that helped people lose weight would lower those risks, in fact, increase them. And this confirms some worries about the drug back to its early days because it raises blood pressure and also heart rate. So this helped shift the calculation on whether the drug should stay on the market.
Well, does Meridia actually work at its primary purpose, which is losing weight? Has it helped people lose weight?
In this latest study that really looked at the risks, people were losing in the neighborhood of 10 pounds or less, which isn't nothing, but it's not dramatic.
And weighed against, I suppose, the risk that would be exacerbated in people who were already overweight, then it tips the balance.
Exactly.
What drugs are still out there for people who would like a little bit of help, like some sort of diet pill, to help them lose the extra pounds?
The main thing that's left now is an over-the-counter drug called Ally, which helps modestly. It blocks the absorption of fat and helps people lose weight a little bit. It's not that dramatic, and it hasn't proved that popular. It's got some side effects.
So, again, we're talking a few pounds and a few side effects.
Yes, indeed.
There's obviously a huge market for this, with Americans getting bigger and bigger. Should we be looking to see more things coming down the pipeline, more new drugs?
We're in the middle of finding that out, actually. There are a couple of experimental drugs that went before panels of FDA advisors in the last few months. Both of them got shot down, again, because of safety concerns. One of the drugs had a risk of raising the risk of birth defects in women of childbearing age if they became pregnant and didn't know it. And then there was another drug most recently in September that had other problems, including problems with heart valves, perhaps. And then there was some animal data that showed cancer in rats. And that was of concern to the experts.
In terms of what a drug has to do to get FDA approval, is there a certain protocol that has to be followed?
For these weight loss drugs, the bar is that people could lose 5% of their weight and they could keep it off for a while, a year or more. You have to balance that, though, with the worries that the FDA has and doctors have, which is because obesity is such a common problem and people are struggling to find a way to deal with it, you could expect that any drug that's approved will be taken by millions of people. So even a small increase in risk could translate into big trouble. And that is why the standards are so difficult for these companies to navigate.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Scott Hensley, whose blog is called Shots, and you'll find it at npr.org.